Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is Wings of Gratitude, teaching students the art of appreciation. But before we get into it, I'd like to talk about three things that I am thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for is time with my family. I'm so thankful for those moments at home when the world slows down, talking around the kitchen table, sitting around the living room, laughing about something small or just sitting in the same room can just bring such joy. And, you know, teaching takes so much outward energy. And family time, I think, helps give that energy back. Those moments like this remind me that connection, not perfection, is really what fills us up. Second thing I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for celebrating my wife's birthday. We were celebrating last night, my wife's birthday, a little bit early. Tonight's going to be a little bit chaotic. So we were celebrating a little early. And I'm just grateful we got to celebrate her birthday. Taking some time to honor her reminds me of how much stability and encouragement she brings in everything I do. It can actually be easy to overlook the people who quietly cheer us on, but pausing to celebrate them, for me, I think it helps renew my perspective because she is a partner, she's a teammate, and I'm just so thankful for an opportunity to celebrate her birthday. Last thing I'm thankful for, light up pumpkins. I'm thankful for the little plastic glow of light up plastic pumpkins. They aren't, there's nothing complicated or flashy about them, but they could transform an ordinary evening into something warm and welcoming. We have some plastic pumpkins on the outside of our house hooked to our lights. They're a symbol of even small sparks. Like small sparks, like being like kind words or brief smiles or little check-ins. They can light dark spaces in schools too. So just little things can be a big thing. I love seeing those pumpkins on the outside of our house. All right, so let's get into the main topic, which is Wings of Gratitude, teaching students the art of appreciation. Now, I do want to set the stage here to two episodes ago, we talked about the eagle and the crow and how the crow pecks at the eagle's back and how the eagle simply rises higher until the crow falls away. Now, that was about choosing altitude over argument, right? And in our last episode, we explored flying together, how eagles sometimes they share space and actually they can even, I didn't get into this too much, but they can share air currents. And I think about how teachers can rise higher when they lift colleagues and students along the way. And so sharing, like flying together, and specifically talking now, sharing that air current together, teachers will rise together and be able to, and when we lift each other up, we're going to be able to support students even that much more. Today, specifically, we are talking about what actually keeps those wings in the air. Now, eagles, they don't climb by sheer muscle. They actually find thermals. It's kind of interesting. Like columns of warm air that rise from the earth. When they open their wings, the air itself carries them upward. So if thinking about the last two episodes, we looked at two episodes ago, leaving the crow behind, and then the last episode about lifting others. You know, this one's about what gives you lift in the first place. That's what I want to get into in this episode. And then what is that lift? Those warm currents that keep you aloft. It's gratitude, y'all. It's gratitude. And so that's the first big idea I want to talk about here, is that gratitude creates your lift. Now, teachers, they flap hard. We hustle, we plan, we fix, we grade, and still sometimes feel stuck at ground level. Gratitude changes the air we're flying in, y'all. It does. Every time you stop and say, that class discussion went well, or, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a colleague who had my back. You catch a warm current, just like an eagle catches a warm current. The day might still be busy, but now you're gliding instead of grinding. Like the eagle, you're using the air already around you rather than burning yourself out, fighting the wind. And the crows? Think about it. The frustrations we experience, the comparisons, the negativity, of course they can't survive in that altitude. Second big idea, y'all, is to model gratitude so students find their own thermals, that upward lift. Gratitude, you see, gratitude can't just be told. It has to be shown. When students hear you say thank you to the custodian, or thank you to the lunch crew, or thank you to another teacher, we're modeling what appreciation sounds like. Those little practices can really help. Now, maybe you want to do things in your classroom like Thankful Thursday share circles, where maybe students say somebody's name and they share what they're thankful for or what they appreciate about a fellow classmate or someone in the building. Or maybe a gratitude wall with sticky notes where students can write kind words to peers or staff. This is one that I really have considered bringing in. I've seen different places and seen on social media where sometimes people will take post-it notes and put little, like a kind gratitude post-it note on someone's locker. And I have lockers in my classroom. And this, it'd be an easy thing to do where we could share words of gratitude with each other. That's and almost like a gratitude wall, per se. So that's something I think I'm going to be bringing in that I wanted to share with all of you. Maybe do an exit ticket with students where talk about like, what's one thing I appreciate today? You know, where students have to say, what's one thing I appreciate today? Or one thing I appreciated today. You know, these moments, they don't take class time away. They give it meaning, y'all. They do. You're teaching emotional intelligence and building a culture where gratitude becomes the default reaction, not the exception. So now the third big idea I want to talk about is turning gratitude into action, rising together. Now remember from last episode, when one eagle is rising and eagles start working together, they can help rise each other. Now, how they do that is one ego can find a strong updraft. It's that warm air updraft. And then others can join in too. And I don't know if I went as in depth on the last episode. I was kind of researching that a little bit more about like what's going on there. And I was kind of talking about how eagles, they can rise together and rise above. But I didn't necessarily get into the strong updraft and how others join in because with tying into the current. But I guess I'm talking about it a little bit more now in depth. I don't know if I explained it as well as I had wanted to. However, I did talk about how working together and working as a team and like flying, like how eagles can fly together. So just think about this though. When one eagle finds a strong updraft, that warm updraft of air current, others can join in the same current. Now, gratitude works the same way. It spreads through actions, y'all. It does. I want you to think about, hey, let's challenge students to do something with their thankfulness. Maybe they can write a quick note to a staff member or help a classmate quietly without being asked. Or compliment someone's effort in front of the group. You know, so doing things like this, these small acts of appreciation, they absolutely can ripple outward, and it can change how a classroom feels. Now, when we think about the result, you can get a community that a classroom community that lifts together instead of competing for altitude. It's not about competing for altitude. It's lifting together. And when teachers join in sending a thank you email or leaving a sticky note on a peer's desk, the whole building begins to ride that same warm air current, y'all. And that's where some powerful movement can happen. Now let's talk about another big idea, gratitude during turbulence. Now, thermals aren't smooth. They could. Now, if you've ever been in an airplane, you know that some with these air currents, you can sometimes have planes kind of like bouncing around sometimes as they're kind of in the air currents. Thermals aren't smooth. They can wobble and toss the eagle a bit. Isn't that real life? That's real life in schools. Surprise observations, technology failures, tough parent meetings. Gratitude doesn't cancel the chaos, but it stabilizes your wings. In rough air, I encourage you to try this mental shift. Instead of that lesson bombed, say something like, hey, I'm thankful I learned how to adjust it for the next time. Or instead of, hey, today was exhausting, try, I'm thankful for one laugh that kept me going that I had this afternoon with a teaching partner. You know, those reframing our thinking is so critically important. Those reframes, they don't sugarcoat reality. They simply remind us that warmth still exists inside the storm. See, the eagle doesn't fear turbulence. It uses it to climb even higher. And we can too. So some reflective takeaways here. Two episodes ago, we looked at rising above the crow. Last episode, we looked at how to lift others as we fly. And today's episode is about the air itself, the unseen force of gratitude that makes flight possible. Y'all, gratitude is your thermal. It keeps you steady, it gives you height, and it makes the journey smoother. So the bottom line, when you teach and you live with gratitude, you create the warmth that lifts you, lifts your students, and your colleagues higher than effort alone ever could. Now, I hope you found value in this episode. As we bring this to a close, I want to encourage you to jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast shows and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. Now, I want you to go into your day and remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.